If I were to ask you to name some famous mountain men of the 1800s, there are usually some common names that most people share. This museum tells their story, and there are three big names that perhaps come to the top. It's next on the American Countryside.
What's the first thing you do in the morning? For many farmers and ranchers, it's checking weather and market updates. Make AgWeb Daily Newsletter part of your morning routine. Not only bringing you essential news and weather updates, but also covering topics such as smart farming and agriculture's next generation. And each weekday, stay informed and stay ahead with AgWeb Market Weekly. Whether you're at home or in the field, AgWeb Market Weekly keeps you connected and competitive, delivered straight to your inbox. Subscribe to both today at agweb.com and never miss a beat.
I'm Ty Morgan, host of U.S. Farm Report, the only weekend television show that features some of agriculture's biggest names. From custom commentary from John Phipps to the stories of antique iron with Machinery Pete to a list of more than 30 marketing analysts, our weekly program focuses on the topics that matter most to you. We invite you to join us each weekend for U.S. Farm Report, timely, trusted tradition.
When you think of the Mountain Men of the West, Clint Gilchrist at the Museum of the Mountain Man says there are some notable names that come to people's minds.
Jed Smith is big just because he was one of the early ones out here, and he was a natural leader, and he was an explorer. So he just traveled all over the West and really broke new ground and found new trails. And so he's very much known for that.
Gilchrist says Jim Bridger is a name familiar to many, a man who trapped for years in the West and attended most of the Mountain Man rendezvous from 1825 to 1840.
Jim Bridger's known just for his longevity. The first year he came up, he was the youngest guy on the battalion at 19 years old, but he pretty much went to every single rendezvous. So by the last one, he's the old man. I mean, he's only 35 years old, but he's the old man.
One of Bridger's guns is on display here. He actually made the West his home, far after the true mountain man days were over.
He must have also had a very happy-go-lucky character. Everybody seemed to like him. He stayed in the mountains, and when a lot of the rest left, and so he stayed clear into the 1870s as a guide and built Fort Bridger, and the immigrants all got to know him.
There's a third important name that Gilchrist says many people to this museum know well.
Kit Carson is famous, mainly from some of his later exploits, but he was younger than Bridger, so he came out later, but he was all amongst this. But he became very famous because of guiding John Charles Fremont in the 1840s.
The Museum of the Mountain Man interprets this time period mostly from 1825 to 1840, the years when Smith, Bridger, Carson, and others hunted and trapped this area of the West. Traveling the countryside in Pinedale, Wyoming, I'm Andrew McRae.